Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and thank you for taking time to join us today. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I'm delighted to be your host. Our topic today is about gummy bear implants, and you might be thinking, gummy bear. Well, this is not the candy kind that comes to mind. In this context, we will be discussing a truly unique and exciting breakthrough when it comes to breast augmentation. Now, this topic may be sensitive to little ears, so you may want to listen in another room or catch the show again on the Healthy Cells website podcast section. There have been several advances in this area of plastic surgery, so we are consulting with our today's special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Poulter, and expert in the field. Dr. Poulter actually is backed by popular demand to Healthy You, as he recently did a show in regards to facial rejuvenation. And just to let you know, I was telling Dr. Poulter before we started the show that there was a lady that contacted me and said she listened to his show, his first show, three times, read the article, and she's going to be making an appointment. So that's great. However, if you're just tuning in, just let me introduce you. Dr. Poulter has been practicing plastic surgery in Central Illinois for over 22 years with over 20,000 patients. His expertise results in attention to detail and cosmetic surgery and facial rejuvenation and augmentation brings patients from around the Midwest and beyond. Dr. Poulter is a board-certified plastic surgeon and the founding surgeon of the Center for Cosmetic and Laser Surgery with offices at Sanara Health and Healing Center on Willow Knolls Road and also in Bloomington, Illinois. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Poulter.
Well, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, Dr. Poulter, as you know, it'd be great to have just a little bit of history about your topic that you're going to be talking about. So just out of curiosity, how long have plastic surgeons been doing breast augmentations? And was there a particular catalyst for their invention or procedure?
Well, it started in the 1963-64, and it was a resident in plastic surgery. And he developed this silicone-filled bag that they could put into a breast and augment the breast. And this was used for many years, for the first 3 to 4 years, and then they developed better implants. And since that time, I think we're on our fifth or sixth generation of implants. So the shells are better, the gel is better, and the gummy bear is the next rendition of this improvement.
Right, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So now what are some of the most common reasons why women have this procedure done?
Well, there are many of them. The most common, I would say, is after having children and loss of breast tissue. We call it involutional atrophy or loss of tissue after breast augmentation. Some women just never have developed much breast and always wanted a little bit more. Some have significant asymmetry, and so you can correct some asymmetry with breast implants as well. And finally, and a very important reason is if we're doing breast reconstruction and they've lost a breast and then we reconstruct that breast, many times we have to augment the non-affected breast to create chest wall symmetry. And what's very interesting is the insurance companies are required by law to pay for making the opposite breast look like the reconstructed breast.
Really?
So it's an insurance case. It's an augmentation. Mm-hmm. I've also done lifts and reductions on the opposite breast as well.
Right, and I'm sure that really helps a woman's self-esteem.
It does.
With something like that. Now, you have a great article in the February 2015 Healthy Cells edition about the gummy bear implants.
Yes.
So can you share with us what are gummy bear implants?
Okay, the formal term is Natrel Style 410 anatomically shaped, textured, highly cohesive silicone gel implants. They're from Allergan.
Okay. Now, how do the gummy bear implants differ from other implants?
These implants have a more cohesive gel, more sticky gel that helps it keeps its shape. Compared to regular silicone gel implants, the inner material cannot leak out if there's a defect or a cut in the shell. In my office, I have a photo of a gummy bear implant that they actually cut a wedge out of the bottom of it. Hmm. And the rest of the implant is hanging above it, and there's no dripping. There's no leaking. It just looks like a jelly bean or a gummy bear has been cut, and it makes it a very safe implant. In fact, the gel that you have inside that gummy bear, or 410 that I'll use interchangeably today, is shaped. So if you took the shell off of the implant, off the gel keeps its shape.
That is amazing.
That's very cool.
But how different, though, from the original?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. So now what are some of the advantages then to this technology?
Well, these implants, because they are textured, because they are shaped, And because they have a cohesive gel, there's less rippling than the other gel implants. They maintain their position better because the texturing kind of holds it in position on the chest wall. And they keep this improved shape longer. They've had studies where they've taken after pictures for up to 7 years, and they really maintain their shape very nicely.
That's amazing, because I know sometimes people have to go back in and have things redone.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
If they use something else. Okay. So are the Natrel 410, the gummy bear implants, are they safe?
Absolutely. There are current studies that show there's significantly less incidence of capsular contracture or tightening of the scar tissue around the implant than the regular smooth round gel implants. Compared to the saline implants, they're also softer. Saline implants, when you fill them, you have to overfill a little bit, and so that you don't have the rippling or dimpling. And so it makes that implant fairly firm. You can underfill a saline implant, but it makes that more susceptible to having a leak because the shell rubs on itself.
Hmm.
So when you have a well-filled cohesive gel implant like the gummy bear or the 410, it has less likelihood of doing that. And truly, the gummy bear has been available here in the United States, for 2-3 years perhaps, but in Europe and South America for 10-12 years.
Wow. So as usual, they're ahead of the curve.
They have a much better track
record. Like in the facial rejuvenation that we talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, are they right for everyone?
No, of course not. There's certain patients who want a certain look. It depends on what the patient's expectations are for their breast enhancement. The 410 is a great implant for patients who have less development of that lower pole. So some people, women develop differently, and so there's less skin and less rounded shape to the bottom of the breast. This implant's great for those patients because it helps maintain that enhancement of that lower pole shape. This stable shape helps define that contour better and it lasts longer. These are very good implants for patients who desire a more natural transition from that upper pole of the breast to the chest wall. It kind of has a smooth continuation of that. I've got a sample here. The listeners can't see it, but when you hold it in your palm, it doesn't change shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a smooth round gel implant that when it does, it kind of falls together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're both great implants. I probably do 80% of the smooth round gels currently, and probably 20% of the gummy bears currently. This is getting to be a much more frequent use, the gummy bear, because of the safety factors, the decreased rippling, and capsular contracture. Other patients that are good candidates, patients who want a modest enlargement but still have to attend the PTA meetings for their kids. They like to have that nice natural shape with a modest augmentation. Active patients who have smaller breasts and a limited droop to the breast, they like the minimum movement that these implants will undergo with time, even with their active lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
People who have significant loss of volume after pregnancy, incredibly good patients for this. I actually did a patient yesterday who had lost much volume after having two kids, and it really just filled her breast out nicely, looked very natural, and really the size that she really wanted. The people who perhaps are not as likely to take the gummy bear are those patients in their late 20s, early 30s, who really want to have a significantly fuller upper pole. So that breast that you see in a lower cut dress, the upper pole is the part that sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
And these...
what you see on TV quite a bit.
Well, what you see unfortunately on TV,
right,
more so than you desire. These patients are better served with that smooth round gel implant because their push-up bra will have more of effect on those type of implants. So there's less deformation of the gummy bear, the 410, with a bra. With a smooth round gel implant, you can get a little more upper pole show. You can actually push the breast a little bit closer together. With a gummy bear, you really are limited to what the anatomy allows you to do. So you base it on how wide they are, and you can't necessarily make that breast look more close together in the midline.
And I think our listeners need to know this, is that on Dr. Poulter's website, you can see examples of this. Now, you need to be 18 in order to go on the website and take a look, but it does give you an idea of exactly what he's talking about. And it's great. I mean, you can imagine it. We're talking about it right now, but to actually go in and see it is different too.
Well, so there's also a video of me doing a breast augmentation in my office on that website.
Okay.
It's a saline augmentation, so you actually get to see one breast slowly being enlarged from the foot of the table, probably the best scene that shows you kind of what breast augmentation really can do.
Mm-hmm. Great. We're going to take a quick break right now. My special guest is Dr. Jeffrey Poulter, and he is talking about breast augmentation with gummy bear implants. And I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll be right back.
Somewhere between New Year's and bathing suit season, you promised yourself a body that would rock the beach. Here we are in February, and so far, you haven't even started. If you have a few areas that you just cannot get in shape, learn more about Vaser Body Contouring Liposuction. Dr. Jeffrey Poulter, board-certified plastic surgeon with over 22 years of experience, can take care of it for you. Everything from tummy tucks to liposuction and breast augmentation. So if you really want to rock the beach this summer, now is the time to see Dr. Poulter. And while you are patiently waiting for summer to hurry up and get here, you could visit Dr. Poulter Center for Radiant Skin. Dr. Poulter carries outstanding facial treatment products like Skin Medica and Neotensil, or reverse the signs of aging with Botox, Juvederm, or Voluma. Go online today and take a look at all of the things Dr. Poulter can do for you at drpoulter.com. Change your resolution into what matters, taking the time to do something for you. You deserve it.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. And today we are so pleased to have with us Dr. Jeffrey Poulter. And we are talking about breast augmentations, but a particular type. And it's called the gummy bear. And some of you who are maybe just joining us might be thinking, what is that? Well, it's a more natural, conservative look that women can have that he will explain. And actually, we just got done talking about who's an ideal candidate. But now we're going to look at and talk about why you, Dr. Poulter, actually choose the gummy bear implants.
I really like the gummy bear for these patients. I think there's an increased level of safety. The increased safety comes from, I think it's going to last longer. The shell can't fold on itself and rub and create a hole. You can get a very full or even a limited enhancement with excellent shaping of the breast, especially with involutional changes after pregnancy. That's a patient I see a lot, and they really have a nice result. And the big three, there's less rippling, less wrinkling, and less capsular contracture. Mm-hmm. And so they really have less problems associated with the breast implants with this textured-shaped implant that goes beneath the muscle.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about recovery time? Because I know that's a sensitive thing for people.
Sure. It's really the same for all the augmentation patients I have. They can shower the next day. They're driving in 3 days. There's minimal discomfort because I use a multimodal pain therapy. And one key element of that is the Exparel local anesthetic that lasts 3 days. That's the most painful period for breast augmentation patients. By 3 weeks, you're on an elliptical machine. You're doing some light lifting. At 6 weeks, you're doing everything you want to do except for chest exercises like bench press or shoulder press. Mm-hmm. But you're at full activity at 6 weeks.
Okay. And so when would somebody come back in for checkups with you?
Well, I see them day of surgery, 5 days later, 6 weeks out, 6 months out. And then I will see them as a part of this, as a complimentary portion of this service. I'll see them yearly as we need to for breast exams to make sure they're having an ongoing good result.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, what is your experience with shaped textured implants?
When I was in training, and we did all the different implants, gels and polyurethane, and we used some shapes then, but truly, when I got in practice, we had only the saline implants available, smooth, round saline implants. In 95, McGann came out with a 468 implant, which is a shaped, textured, saline-filled implant. Nice implant, looked good. I like the shaping. It's a completely different technique, putting that implant in the pocket. For a shaped implant, is you don't want that implant to rotate. You want that enhanced lower pole to stay where you put it. That hand-in-glove technique that I learned back in 95 to put in these saline implants is what we still use today for these new implants. I used that implant for 4 to 5 years, but saw an increase in the rippling laterally of that textured implant because it adheres to the skin and the, mm-hmm. the outside structures. And then when the internal material is water, it collapses and it causes that rippling. When you have this gel, even the smooth round gels are better, but the gummy bear is even better because it's really got that cohesiveness of the gel that keeps that shell wall extended and you don't have that contracture of it and then falling down. It's like when I talked about saline implants, you overfill them a little bit. So there's a little bit less likelihood of that volume of collapsing internally. In 2000, gel implants were finally brought back again. They stopped them in 92. 2000, they were brought back for breast reconstruction. In 2006, we finally got saline implants back for breast augmentation. It took that long to document the evidence of the safety of breast implants. There's a study at the Mayo Clinic of 80,000 nurses who had breast augmentation. And there was no difference between saline implants and gel implants for having a risk of capsular contracture, of having rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, or any other arthritis-like conditions. So it doesn't cause those problems.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, what do you recommend to someone who is considering getting implants?
Well, I would have them really consider how much you want to alter the size of your breasts. Implants last for 10 to 15 years or longer. And so it's something that you have to consider maybe needing some upkeep down the road. Many times, if you're happy with the size, many times a simple breast lift will provide the elevation of the nipple and the perkiness desired in your breast enhancement. Next, make sure your body is in agreement with the addition of weight on your chest wall. Some women may have significant neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain. And if we add a lot of weight to the chest, I'd say it's maybe not a good choice for you to even have augmentation. I do a lot of breast reductions, and I understand the implications of how implants can affect the activities you like to participate in. So if you're a runner, if you're a workout person, a lot of high-impact things, we're probably going to put a little smaller implant in. If you really want a large implant, we're going to make sure that it fits you and is good for you. And the other thing is, do your research. In the state of Illinois and many states, you don't have to be board-certified plastic surgeon to perform breast augmentation. All you need is 1 year of training after medical school, and you can operate on anybody you want to get walked through your office door.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, in this day of decreasing reimbursements, many non-plastic surgeons are going to weekend courses, proclaiming themselves cosmetic surgeons. Make sure your surgeon has privilege to perform that surgery, augmentation, in the local hospital. That means that they have been credentialed by the hospital staff for those procedures as well. Anyone can perform any operation in their office if you let them.
Wow. You know, I'm really glad that you shared that because that's scary to think.
Yes,
you
it
know?
Is.
And people really need to go to the pros like you
yeah.
to have it done. And if somebody has some post-complications, you know.
Right.
And being affiliated with a right. hospital. So now how do you help someone determine the right size or fit for their body?
So the process, we talked about the process of this. They come in. It's an office visit. It's very confidential. It's very limited in scope. So it's just them. We measure the patient's breasts. We understand what their activities are and their expectations. We talked about the younger patient wanting maybe a fuller upper pole. They may be a smooth round implant as opposed to a gummy bear. We offer them several options for their enhancement, whether that's a gummy bear, whether that's a smooth round gel, and maybe it includes a breast lift to reposition that nipple rear complex in the right position on top of the implant.
Mm-hmm.
We provide a sizing visit with gel implants for the patient to not only see the proposed enhancement, but also feel the weight of the implants they're considering. I actually have the patient with the gel implants in a bra under a white shirt. So the white shirt is going to make them look as big as they're going to look. So that's the biggest they'll look in that shape. I have them bounce up and down their toes, and that really gives them a feel for the way of the breast. So they figure out, okay, yeah, I can do that. Or, oh, wow, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer patients the opportunity to come back to the office with the clothes she wants to look good in. They can come with a trusted friend or significant other to help her be more confident in her breast implant selection. Interestingly, I have almost no patients who come back to me who felt that they were unhappy with the size that they selected. So we spend a lot of time making sure that they're comfortable with what we've looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And in the operating room, I have several sizes available. So when we do gummy bear, you want to start with the smallest size and work your way to the right size for that patient. And that's because you don't want to create a larger pocket than the hand-in-glove technique. And so that mm-hmm. implant's not going to rotate. If you put in a bigger implant and it doesn't look right, now you've distended the pocket. So you really have to be careful. And you start smaller, and you work your way to where you think you're going to be. And I always have one or two implants smaller and one or two implants bigger than they selected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just briefly walk through what someone might experience going through this process. So let's say somebody's listening. They've been seriously thinking about this. They give you a call. What happens next?
They'll come in. The front office staff is really good at finding out what they want, and we'll send them some information, a welcome packet that you're coming in, maybe some information about breast augmentation so you can look at it beforehand. We'd recommend they go to our website to look at kind of what their choices are. And many people find us on the web, so they've already been there and seen all the pictures, watched the video, mm-hmm. and really said, yeah, I loved your reviews. I love your results. Let's get to this. Those patients, the patients come in, we'll then do an exam. The nurse is there with us. The nurse takes the pictures. We'll do a sizing visit that time, and they'll meet with the patient coordinator to work on scheduling that day. They schedule surgery. They come back 5 days later. If there's any suture ends to remove, we don't have any sutures to take out. So there's nothing that hurts taking out. Sometimes I leave the ends of the suture out and we just trim them off, and all the sutures are absorbable. So they go away. But they hold 2 to 3 months, so they hold long enough to let the wounds heal wonderfully for us. They'll come back at 6 weeks, and that's when we kind of look at them and say, okay, now you can do everything you want to do, or don't do that for a little bit longer. So chest, not a lot of bench press, not a lot of burpees, not a lot of push-ups.
Right, anything okay. like that. That could be a bit painful.
Exactly.
And so anyway, you would give them information, what they would need to know to prep before the surgery.
Absolutely. And the nurses do a great job with that, as do I. We talk about pain management. We talk about mm-hmm. exercise, what they can and can't do. I talk about nutrition and what I expect them for nutrition. I talk about three things that I usually recommend, a multivitamin, zinc in the multivitamin, some vitamin C that helps with wound healing. And I tell them, I take 2 Flintstones in the morning, mm-hmm. Chew them, you're great. And I think it gets absorbed better that way.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good to know. Now, I know you talked about it just briefly before, but I really like to touch on this again because I think it's a very serious thing, and particularly representing the health field, not only for you and what you do, but with my magazine and Integrity. What should someone look for in a cosmetic plastic surgeon?
Well, of course, I would obtain your care from a board-certified plastic surgeon. I am certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgeons and I'm a member of the largest group of board-certified plastic surgeons called the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. I'm also a member of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. This latter group really designates those who really specialize in aesthetic surgery or cosmetic surgery. I'd say get several consultations, like the physicians, not just the price they offer. Pay attention to the level of care of the physician and staff they'll provide, and look at their results online. Do they truly care about your post-operative experience, attention to detail? And if you can speak to previous patients, do so. Ask your local health provider who they would use.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to have to wrap things up. This time has gone so quickly, like it did last time, Dr. Poulter. Do you have any final words of advice for someone considering having a breast augmentation using the gummy bear?
I think it's a great implant. If you're truly set on doing augmentation, the gummy bear is just slightly more expensive than the others, but I think it adds a level of safety that really will enhance your experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you
for having
me.
It's great to see you again. If this show has piqued your interest and maybe you've been considering having a breast augmentation or have additional questions or would like to make an appointment, please call Dr. Poulter's office at 309-663-1222 or there is a toll-free number, 888-841-4108. And let me repeat that for you, 888-841-4108, or you can visit the website at drpoulter.com. Now, mind you, there is not a period between doctor or Poulter. It is all one word, drpoulter.com. Also, be sure to read Dr. Poulter's article on gummy bear implants in the February issue of Healthy Cells magazine. And thank you to everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. Visit us online on Facebook or contact me directly at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. Be sure to listen to past podcasts and read Healthy Cells Magazine online at healthycellsmagazine.com, Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. You can now sign up to have Healthy Cells Magazine delivered directly to your mailbox, and that's email box, I should say, every month. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.